Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, what would you say was your favorite fairy tale when you were a kid?
我最喜欢的 fairy tale 童话故事哦 It has to be Hansel and Gretel, 就是糖果屋 I wanted to eat the candy house so badly while reading the story.
Well, I loved fairy tales as a child, so、mm-hmm. I have quite a few. I used to love Snow White,Robin Hood, and the Sword in the Stone, and a whole bunch more.
Okay, 果真靠老师爱的就是比较 man 啊，男子气概的，像是这个罗宾汉啦，时钟剑，哎，不过真的看不出来他喜欢 Snow White 的点在哪哦。Anyway, okay.
Most of these stories have been turned into movies,、
mm-hmm.
but they started out as books written for children.
Oh.
These stories are one of the reasons that I love to read so much.
没错，对啊对啊，很多电影其实都是源自于故事书，而且很多都是经典的童书哦。像是我小时候也超爱喜欢看这个故事书的啦。So what kinds of books do you like to read, Kyle?
I like to read many different kinds of books,、mm-hmm. fantasy books like Harry Potter and The Hobbit,、
okay.
and lots of science fiction novels about aliens and spaceships.
Oh, so 他喜欢这个 fantasy 的 ,OK, 就是魔幻的。我也超喜欢哈利波特跟哈比人的。不过这个 science fiction, 科幻小说有关 aliens, 外太空还有这个、外星人还有太空船 spaceships,我觉得我还好哎 I'm not really into those things.
I think that even though many of these stories were made into movies,、mm-hmm. the books are almost always better.
真的，我也觉得书看书比电影更有感觉。In fact, today's article is about some of these famous stories that we have just talked about. So let's take a look.
Books are the future.
International Children's Book Day is on April 2nd. It happens every year.It celebrates Hans Christian Andersen's birthday. Andersen wrote some of our favorite children's stories. The Little Mermaid and The Ugly Duckling are two famous ones. This day started in 1967. People wanted to remember his stories. They also want children to read more. Every year, one country becomes the host. That country shares a message.Last year, the UAE was the host, and its message was, Many cultures, one story. This special day helps people of all ages enjoy reading even more.
Word power!
Children. Children.The small children were scared by the big dog. The small children were scared by the big dog. Happen, happen. A funny thing happened to me today at school. A funny thing happened to me today at school.Favorite, favorite. Star Wars is one of my favorite movies. Star Wars is one of my favorite movies. Remember, remember. I still remember all of my teachers from elementary school.I still remember all of my teachers from elementary school.
The article begins by talking about a reading holiday for children. It says, International Children's Book Day is on April 2nd.
OK, 好我们来看一下一开始课文就提到咯。每年这个4月2日是什么呢是国际儿童图书日。我们来看一下其中提到的 international, 就是国际的是个形容词。像是诶我们的国际机场英文就是 international airport。
The word children, C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N, children,is a word that is used to talk about young people, people who are not yet adults.We usually say that children are from ages 1 to 12.、
Mm-hmm.
It is the plural form of child. One child, two children. So, for example, I cannot call us children because we are too old.
Speak for yourself, Kyle.
You're right. I guess I have an old soul.
Okay, so how can we use this word in a sentence?
Here's an example. The small children were scared by the big dog. The small children were scared by the big dog.
好了好了，我们来看一下刚刚提到的单字哦，就是 children。这个字呢，它是 child, C-H-I-L-D 的复数形哦，意思就是儿童。所以一个小孩是 one child, 两个或是两个以上，我们就要用什么呢？ Two or a lot of children. So you can't say childs, right? OK, 好了，那刚刚的例句是说，哇，这些孩童被大狗吓到啦。
In the next sentence, the article says,It happens every year. Happen, H-A-P-P-E-N. Happen is a verb that means to take place or occur. In the article, this means that International Book Day takes place every year at the same time. In this case, it is April 2nd.
OK, 好，那刚刚提到的4月2日这个国际儿童图书日呢，是每年都有的哦，因为他提到了这个 it happens every year 嘛。Happen, 然后我们来看一下这个字，它是个动词，就是发生的意思。当然你也可以用 take place 或是 occur 来表示发生哦。那像是口语上我们常常会用到这个字，我们可能会说 what happened 来表示你怎么啦，发生什么事。
Here's an example sentence.A funny thing happened to me today at school. My pen exploded and got ink all over my desk.
So a funny thing happened to you today at school. 意思就是今天在学校发生了一件有趣的事情，有多有趣呢？竟然靠老师的笔的墨水都喷出来了，而且还洒在他整个桌子上嘞。
The article then tells us more about the holiday. It says, it celebrates Han Christian Andersen's birthday.So they didn't just randomly pick a day.
Okay. Oh, 原来这一天呢是为了庆祝安徒生的生日，不是随随便便选的日子啦。
Well, we find out that we are celebrating his birthday in the next sentence, which says, Andersen wrote some of our favorite children's stories. In that sentence, we use the adjective favorite, F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E, favorite, which means preferred to all others of the same kind.Or that you like something the best.
Yay, okay, 好，接着我们课文提到的就是啦，这个安徒生他写了很多人们喜爱的儿童故事。不过我们先来看一下其中提到的 favorite 这个形容词，就是表示最喜爱的、最喜欢的。比方像是哦，哎，我最喜欢吃的甜点就是热热的苹果派，上面加上美味的冰淇淋啊。So I can say my favorite dessert is a warm piece of apple pie with ice cream on top.
Just thinking of that makes me 流口水. Okay. Here's another example sentence for you. Star Wars is one of my favorite movies. Star Wars is one of my favorite movies.
Nice. Okay, 刚刚的例句提到就是 Star Wars, 就是星际大战是 Kyle 老师最喜爱的电影哦。
So, which popular stories did Andersen write? The article explains that next, as it says...The Little Mermaid and the Ugly Duckling are two famous ones. He also wrote many other fairy tales.
Of course. 没错啊，相信大家对安徒生的作品一定不陌生啦。就是刚刚看老师提到的 The Little Mermaid, 小美人鱼，还有 The Ugly Duckling, 这是丑小鸭，就是其中有两个有名的这个故事哦。当然啦，其实 Andersen 还写了其他很有名的童话故事，像是我很喜欢的 The Emperor's New Clothes, 国王的新衣，还有 Thumbelina, 拇指姑娘，我也超爱的。
So next in the article, it reads, This day started in 1967. People wanted to remember his stories. Remember, R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R, remember, is a verb which means to have in or be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of...someone or something in the past.
Right. OK, 我们来看一下这个国际儿童图书日呢，它是开始于什么时候呢？1967年。那因为人们想要记得安徒生的故事，其中提到的 remember, 我们来学一下哦，它就是记得的意思，它是个动词哦。
Here's an example of the word. I still remember all of my teachers from elementary school. I still remember all of my teachers from elementary school.
Wow, you have a great memory. Okay, 刚刚的例句提到就是我仍然记得我小学时期的所有的老师啊。
Another reason that they created this holiday is because they also want children to read more.
Okay, 所以那这个节日另外一个目的呢，当然就是想要孩童有更多的阅读啦。
Since it is an international day, the article says that every year one country becomes the host. That country shares a message. This means that the country gets to choose a theme for Book Day.
Okay, 好，我们来回到课文，他提到了，就是每一年呢，其实呢都有一个主办的主办国的国家会来分享啊一则讯息。不过这里我们先来听一下，我们来看一下 host 这个字哦。虽然它一般有着像是主人啦，或是主持人，不过在这里本课当中是有主办国的意思。而 message 是什么呢？像是讯息这样子的意思。所以常常我们可能会说，哎，你要不要就是传讯息给我，就是 send me a message， 同样都是用到 message 这个字。
Last year, the UAE was the host, and its message was many cultures, one story. So last year's theme was encouraging reading across many different cultures and countries.
好，我们来看一下去年的主办国是谁呢，或是哪里呢？哦，就是 UAE， 也就是阿拉伯联合大公国。哎，我们来看一下它的 message， 它的讯息是什么呢？就是多种文化一个故事哦。好，我们先来看一下其中提到的 culture 这个字，就是文化啦，它是个名词。所以大概呢，它的意思就是要怎么样 encourage， 要鼓励不同的文化还有国家都可以怎么样，多多阅读 ，to read more。
So what does this all mean? The article explains.This special day helps people of all ages enjoy reading even more. So this means that we celebrate International Book Day to not only remember Hans Christian Andersen, but also to help children all over the world learn to love reading.
That is so meaningful. Okay, 所以最后我们来看一下文章提到的，就是有关于这个特别的节日，其实就是用来鼓励人说，其实不只是小朋友，我们所有的人，大朋友、小朋友或是大人呢，其实所有年纪的人呢，都可以更喜爱阅读。And I love reading. I think a lot of people haven't been reading so much these days because of the internet, right? So
I agree. I also love reading. But sometimes I just don't have time for it.
Right. 其实 reading 真的很重要哦，就是你。可以从中学到很多文字 You can learn lots of words and how to use these words. And it's actually very helpful when you're learning English too. You can actually read lots of English books. You can start from children's books, right?
Yeah, you can start from children's books and then work your way up to novels and things you enjoy that will help you build up vocabulary andLearn English.
真的，特别是如果你想要学英文来讲的话，嘿，可以开始从这个童书开始看起，然后之后你就可以看一些 novels， 一些小说。Okay, that's the time we have for teaching. Let's now go to our wrap up. Okay, Kyle, I have a question for you. Say if you have to pick one book to read for this year's International Children's Book Day, what book would it be?
Well, I'm not going to be reading children's books anymore because I'm a little bit too old. But I think this year I'm going to read the Hunger Games trilogy.
Oh, yay! 就是饥饿游戏的三部曲。I love the Hunger Games, like movies. But then, yeah, maybe the books...Well, I don't think maybe. I think it's a definite. The books are definitely better than the movie. That's so I have been told. 所以常常很多人跟我讲说，如果要看电影，不管是之前或之后，如果你可以看到这个原著的小说原汁原味呢，会更加棒。所以如果你也很喜欢类似像《饥饿游戏》或是其他的一些电影呢，一定要不妨看看它的 novels， 它的小说。Okay, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
I'll feel more confident if I'm in better shape.
I'll feel more confident if I'm in better shape.
上一次为你讲到，不管因为什么理由，不管是因为要瘦下来过年吃的大鱼大肉，或是为了夏天要穿比基尼，反正重点就是要动起来。不过还有一个维尼也是很欣赏，就是不是为了别人，而是为了自己动。哇，这真的是时代新女性的代表啦。其实我觉得近几年大家也都有在提倡这个运动美，健身的目的也不是说要瘦到像纸片人，反而是要像小麦色的肤色啊，具有线条的肌肉 muscle， 也越来越多人有欣赏，越来越多人懂。Let's take a look at today's sentence. I will feel more confident if I'm in better shape. I will feel more confident if I'm in better shape. 所以啊，除了 show, thin, T-H-I-N, 其实也有其他形容身材苗条的英文啦。For example, slim, S-L-I-M, 或者是 fit, F-I-T, 或者像今天小聚会的原籍 be in good shape.Be in good shape, 意思就是身体健康啦。把 good 变成比较级 better, be in better shape, 意思就是身体更健康啦。所以今天的小聚会意思就是说身体更健康，让我感到更有自信啦。What about you? How would you feel if you were in better shape? You would feel good, feel strong? 那我们再复习一下今天的小聚会啦。I will feel more confident if I'm in better shape.All right, and I'll feel awesome if I will see you tomorrow.
I'll feel more confident if I'm in better shape.
I'll feel more confident if I'm in better shape. Chit chat.
Oh, 呦呦，借过了 ，sorry, sorry, 借过。
表姐，你要说 excuse me。
啊，那 sorry 呢？
你讲到这个游戏好帅，
我在笑，然后因为我刚刚那个题目讲，
哎，excuse me，
喂，你把表姐撞到地上，还这么严重，
确实说了一声 excuse me， 表姐你还好吧？
看起来好严重哦。吼，虽然我们没有要求精神赔偿，不过至少那位先生也应该有诚意的说声 I'm sorry。因为呢，一般 excuse me 是比较用在这个小尴尬的场合的这个礼貌性的用词，像是不小心打嗝的时候啦，或者是打喷嚏的时候都会说 excuse me。
You say excuse me when you do something that is a bit embarrassing. For example, when you burp or sneeze.
或者呢，你要请人借过哦。When you need to get past someone, you can also say excuse me.而且呢，像是有时候你听不懂对方刚才说的话，需要对方再说一次，就会说啦 ，Excuse me, can you please say that again? 但是呢，如果你犯下一个很过分或是很严重的过错的话，就要用 sorry 来致歉，会比较有诚意哦。
You say sorry to apologize after you have done something wrong.
所以刚刚那位先生都把表姐撞倒在地上，就应该要说 I'm terribly, terribly sorry.因此一般要表示有诚意的道歉多半都会用 sorry 来致歉 For example, sorry for causing you trouble
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
如果是小事情像是不小心打嗝或是请人借过都可以用 excuse me 不过如果你犯了一个过错则用 I'm sorry 会比较有诚意哦 For example, I'm sorry I'm late
Books are the future
International Children's Book Day is on April 2nd. It happens every year. It celebrates Hans Christian Andersen's birthday. Andersen wrote some of our favorite children's stories. The Little Mermaid and The Ugly Duckling are two famous ones. This day started in 1967. People wanted to remember his stories. They also want children to read more. Every year, one country becomes the host.That country shares a message. Last year, the UAE was the host, and its message was, Many Cultures, One Story. This special day helps people of all ages enjoy reading even more.
Children. Children. The small children were scared by the big dog.The small children were scared by the big dog. Happen, happen. A funny thing happened to me today at school. A funny thing happened to me today at school. Favorite, favorite.Star Wars is one of my favorite movies. Star Wars is one of my favorite movies. Remember. Remember. I still remember all of my teachers from elementary school. I still remember all of my teachers from elementary school.